Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to Bashani Radio, coming straight out of New York City, where we always talk about everything on Bashani Radio. This is the Get Your Business Right show of Michael Muse. You know who I am. We are all about making power moves, being in the right environment, and meeting the right people. And you already know I'm the author of Rise and Burn and the power and author from Pain to Power. I'm excited because when we have been dealing with a pandemic, we have been dealing with people being cooped up in their homes. We have been dealing with people not coming together, talking and doing things together. And I'm here to tell you, when you step out and when you get amongst people, people who are looking to do bigger things, to do great things, and people who are looking to leave a legacy for their families, I come across a gentleman because I knew I needed help with my business. Because they say anytime you have a business and you do everything, you own a job. So this gentleman here is cleaning up. He is cleaning up everywhere he goes. He has a cleaning service that is making headways all over the place, from business to business. But guess what? He has a personality that if you got negativity in you, he will help you clean that out too. So let me introduce you to the one and only DJ Newman. How you doing?
Hey, Michael, it is excellent to be on your show. Thank you for having me. I am doing phenomenal.
Well, DJ, it is awesome to have you on because the inspiration from the time I first met you and your depth of knowledge of people who are making great things happen. See, Dennis, they always say, in life, and even in the military, out of 100 men, 90 of them are going to be followers. 10 are going to be leaders. And one will be that warrior general. And I look at you as that warrior general because you're not looking to follow along with everybody else. You're not looking to make excuses. You are taking that path and leading your family and making a mark in business, making a mark in life. And I'm excited to meet and be around people like you, DJ.
Well, I appreciate you. And it was awesome getting a chance to meet you in person. And this comes to the entire thing of getting around positive and influential people, because you never know what opportunities are going to end up coming your way when you get yourself out there and get outside your comfort zone and do that. And from my understanding, that's the entire topic of your show, is getting around positive and influential people. So I would love to help you out and your listeners out any way that I can in my insights on that.
Well, absolutely, man. I'm excited about the direction we're going to go in right now. And my first question is, when you were a kid, what did you want to do when you were a kid? When you were going to your guidance counselors and when your parents asked you, what did you want to do with your life? What was your answer?
Interestingly enough, even though I'm in the cleaning and restoration business now, and I'm big into personal development, early on, my ambition and goal was to actually be in forensic science crime scene investigation. So I went and got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice and have that entire background. And in 07, when I graduated from the university, we ended up having a large police law enforcement layoff in Michigan. So couldn't find a law enforcement job to save my life at that time. So I got more involved in the business, which I'd been involved in throughout college and throughout my life. And I started diving deep and learning how I can actually help people in a more special way. And by the time a law enforcement job started opening up in my area, I realized that I would be taking a major pay cut by going back into that. And I found a major passion for helping people in the way that I've discovered on my own and have gone all in on that and haven't looked back since.
And so when you mentioned law enforcement, did you have an inspiration behind it? Was it one of those TV shows that a character that fascinated you, or was it someone in your family that inspired you?
I've always had a unique gift to put the puzzle pieces together. So I've nicknamed MacGyver around work. I'm the guy that they go to that can just figure things out when there's a problem to be solved. So I was just naturally inclined to do that. In high school, I ended up taking a forensic science course with Mr. O'Brien, and he really inspired me to want to go and do that. So I went all in college to pursue that.
Well, that is awesome, man. It really shows the mark of the type of man you are, because the one thing I could say, and I know you've seen this too, when it comes to growing and learning, especially being men, it's so easy for men to come together and we're going to see who's the alpha dog. And you know, usual men come together. How do we determine who the alpha dog is? The one who makes the most money.
Sure.
But to see that you are the type of guy, when you go in those environments, that you're looking to grow. And for me too, man, just seeing how important it is to put the ego aside and learn. And so obviously you have made a commitment to learn, and it shows in how you are building relationships. It shows in your business acumen. And what did you have any, how did you deal with your ego to know that, you know what, I need to learn, I need to grow? So was there any particular things that happened, or did it happen to you, or did you see it in someone else? How did that happen for you?
For sure. I'm going to try to give you the cliff notes of how that developed. It all started where at Speakland Services, I had to step into the role of operations manager pretty quickly. We had an operations manager at that time who we ended up having to abruptly cut ties with for reasons I won't get into here. But it led me into, I had to jump into a job that was way over my head at that time. I was fresh out of college. I had maybe a couple training courses under my belt. And all of a sudden I had to do this $60,000 job. Somebody had left, and there was this ceiling that had caved in because the roofer, it was a large commercial building, had left the roof exposed for a storm, and water come pouring in and affected like 5 businesses. And it was a big ordeal. Looking back on it, it's no big deal now, but at that time, in that mainframe, it was, oh my God, like, how am I going to do this? So I just decided to go all in, and I'll figure it out. I was going to MacGyver my way through it. And the insurance adjuster that was on that particular job kind of saw this young guy that's just trying to do what it takes to get the job done. And he was on his way out, getting ready to retire. And he kind of took me under his wing. He says, look, I see you got a fire and a drive inside you. Let me guide you through this. And so you can put the eyeglasses on from how the insurance company looks at it. And this might help you grow your business and flourish. So I went ahead and took all kinds of advice and guidance from him. And by him helping me, that really made me want to help others as I got into the operations management side of things. We got through that project, and I first started realizing that people were a really big part of business. You know, every business that you're in the people business. I don't care what business you're in. So I had to learn really, really quick through a lot of failures, trials, and tribulations dealing with people where my leadership skills weren't 100% on point. So that had me turn to leadership and personal development. I first was turned on through Zig Ziglar and a guy by the name of Howard Partridge and Zig's son, Tom Ziglar, through industry-specific personal development training. And I started getting into there. And from there, I got into like the Tony Robbins. And then I really sunk my teeth into a guy by the name of Darren Hardy.
And yeah, Darren Hardy, yes.
Oh, yeah. Darren Hardy is absolutely amazing. And I went through every program that he had to offer, his BMC course, Business Masterclass, his He has all kinds of leadership and insane productivity courses, all trying to get my head right. Because even though I'd been through college, you know, it didn't really prepare me for what I was working on right now. It was more of an experience than applicable things that I needed to do right now. So I dove deep, really big into Darren Hardy. And I spent some money out of my own pocket because the business at the time thought I was crazy getting into that stuff. And that was all just, you know, BS. So I remember the first course I had to fork up $2,000 to go through this course. And I was younger at the time. And I was like, man, $2,000 is a lot of money. How am I going to make this happen? So I just didn't think about it. I pulled the trigger and went through it. And then from there, I got more and more and more involved, started going into more and more. I'm now heavily involved in the 10X community with Mr. Grant Cardone and Brandon Dawson. And I've got to network with multimillionaire and multi-billionaire people. And the insights that I'm getting behind the scenes on that has been absolutely an experience that I never thought I'd have the opportunity to have. And so I've gotten a major passion with sharing those experiences and those teachings with my staff and helping my staff and building my staff out, helping the community and other business owners in my community. And I recently just started a TikTok channel at DJ, the number 4 short 84. You can go on there and see it. I'm starting to share some of the insights and learnings that I have there because I'm all about giving back.
Well, you know what, DJ, you said something that caught my attention. I want to ask a serious question here.
Sure.
When you look at your college education, and you, like you said, you graduated, right?
Yep.
When you look at your college education, the 4 years you spent in school, and what you have spent with the Darren Hardys, the Zig Ziglars, the Tom Ziglars, and the Partridges, what is the one shared the difference in learning and how it has affected you between the two? And then the last part we're going to talk about is the cost.
Sure. So there's a significant difference in that. The bachelor's degree, I'm not going to knock anybody that is going to go and make an investment in themselves because, you know, as Warren Buffett says, the most important investment you can ever make in your life is in yourself. So going to college is great. But the thing that I would ask anyone who's about to embrace any type of education, whether it's formal or through your own personal journey, is what intentions do you have and how intentional are you to execute on that stuff? See, when I was going through my bachelor's degree, it was more of an experience. I was still trying to figure out who I am. I think if I were to be able to go back in time and talk to my younger self, I probably would have gone on a completely different path because I was still figuring myself out at that time. So what college did for me is it taught me how to learn, and it taught me the importance of how to learn from your failures. Because see, when I went through college, I'm not a great student by any means, man. When I was going through high school, I had not the greatest grades. I was like a 2 to 3 point student, somewhere around there. And, you know, all of a sudden I couldn't get into college right away. When I graduated high school, I didn't have the grades good enough to get into university. And all of a sudden I was dating a girl that all of a sudden she made it right in. I'm like, well, shoot, I got to get my stuff together. So I went to community college at first, and I did what was called the macro agreement, got my associates in general education. So all my stuff could transfer. I was all of a sudden a 4.0 student because I had a why as to why I needed to get in there. Right.
Exactly. Hey, you want to be around the young lady who you saw going there, and you probably was looking at, hey, if she could do it, I know I could do it too.
100%. So I went ahead and I chased that dream, and I got into the university. And as soon as I got there and I completed my goal, guess what happened? I got into the university life, started doing some stuff where I wasn't focusing on my schoolwork because all of a sudden I'd hit my goal. I got here, don't got to do my thing. That was the mentality there. And then all of a sudden, within the first semester, since my grade point wasn't where it needed to be, the macro agreement, what I didn't realize is I immediately lost my position at that university. So I had to go back and prove myself. So I ended up going from Grand Valley State to Wayne State University. And I had to all of a sudden become a 4.0 student again to prove my merit. And then I went back to Grand Valley and finished my stuff up. And I'm not necessarily proud of that, but in the same token, I am, because it made me who I am. I got to experience three different universities, the community college, the university in a rural environment, and a university in an urban environment. And there were three different, totally different experiences. And that actually changed the way I think about education and development. And from all of a sudden realizing that you have to have a major why and a purpose. I've found that I don't take it seriously unless it's something that's truly engaging to me, which has really attracted me to the personal development where I can custom tailor the course in which I want to strive forward with.
Oh, absolutely, man. You definitely get a great advantage. Like I said, you got a chance from community college, urban college, and a rural college. What was the experience you learned at each? What was the biggest takeaway for each of those three universities or schools?
The biggest thing that I can say, because a lot of people, one of my staff members right now is going through community college, and she's doesn't seem like she's like the most proud of it right now, because she's like, well, you have your bachelor's degree and stuff like that. And the biggest message that I have to her or anybody that's sitting there knocking one college over another, it doesn't matter if you're going to an Ivy League school or you're going to a community college online or whatever. It's the intentionality that you have and what you're looking to get out of it. Because I'll tell you this, having an experience on all three levels, which were major different price points, I'll tell you what, I learned just as much at the community level as I learned at the university level. And guess what? There were people that I saw and that were not getting anything at the university level. And there were people that weren't getting anything at the college level for the local community college. So it's just, you get what you take out of it, or what you put into it, I should say. And it same goes to personal development. So the biggest thing that I got out of each of those is the tenacity to do what it takes. I met different people. I would encourage you, whatever class you're going to, try to network with at least 25% of the class that you're going to. If you're doing a networking event or something like I just came back from Grant Cardone's business boot camp, you want to network with at least 20 people or so. That was some advice that I got from Rick Ross at that event. So that was pretty cool. So does that answer your question?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's your story, and you know, when it comes, you get a different experience. A lot of people have an experience, community college, urban university, and rural. So I definitely want to kind of get a distinction there, because that is a unique factor when it comes to education. And for the personal development, how much would you say in college did you spend on those, between those four?
So in college, I probably spent about $50,000-ish, give or take, going through my bachelor's program, which pales in comparison to what I've spent in personal development thereafter.
Exactly. You know what, DJ, that's why I want to make the comparison. You spent, like you say, over 50 to go to school to get your bachelor's, and yep, between the, you know, the three schools, how much have you spent on personal development?
So personal development, it started off slow. Like I told you, the first personal development course that I personally invested in was about a $2,000 investment. To date, I'm probably sitting at the tune of about, I would say probably $275,000 of personal development, $200,000 of which I've done this year. So I'm still at my infancy in my education. I believe Socrates said I'm still learning at age 83. So
that's right.
So that's it. So I'm still very young in my development, and I've had the opportunity to do these types of things because of the networking and the people that I've gotten to associate with. And the cool part is when you're getting into these personal developments and then and all the books that you're reading and all this stuff is the networking opportunities that you have. Some of the most profound lessons that I've learned haven't necessarily been in the classroom. It's been in the networking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right around and in and outside the classroom, which is how I met you.
Yep. Let me ask you this question here. I don't know if you want to share numbers. Mm-hmm. But if you do, you can. But based on your investments on the personal development side, what percentage has your business grown? You can either share the percentage or if you want to share, it's up to you.
Sure. Well, I'll do this for you. Since I started with my personal development, we have tripled the size of the business since then. And that happened over... let me see. The tripling of it was slow at first. We doubled the business initially over the course of 2 years. And then we've since tripled the business over 5 years. And we're now at the point of seeing 10x growth. So I'm now learning strategies that will be able to literally 10x my business. And it all started with, I was thinking too small.
Exactly.
That's what it all boils down to. So we're at the infancy of that. We are developing all that. I'm expecting 2023, even though everybody's talking about how 2023 is going to be this, great reset. And they're talking about like a new Great Depression that's going to be coming. The way I see it, it's opportunity. I'm looking forward to having growth within that economic downturn.
Let's talk about that. Because like you say, a lot of people are speaking doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. Those are coming from people who are poverty mindsets.
100%.
See, a poverty mindset, they just see the economy changing. They see prices changing. They see layoffs. And they see this. They have that woe is me attitude. And yep. So you are like me. I'm trying, and I'm going to speak for you. If I'm wrong, correct me. I'm trying to be in position. So when things that were expensive and hard to get into financially for investments, I'm in a position to go ahead and buy it. I'm going to use a house as an example of a house I was looking at last year. Or this year, that was maybe $380,000. When this gets to the roughest of the rough, might be able to pick it up for $105,000,
$110,000. 100%. Yeah, and that you said a trigger word there, the poverty mindset. And it's funny. Grant Cardone talks about this all the time. He says most people always focus on what they're spending and the cost of everything and stuff like that, which is important to an extent, but maybe 10% of the time. Because see, you can only get your expenses down to zero, right? So, but there's unlimited potential to earn more money. So you don't have a spending problem, you have a income problem. Let's get that income straight. See, money is not scarce. Look all around you. When you go walking down the street, there's money everywhere. Somebody had to put in that cement. Somebody's got to be cutting that grass. Every business that you've ever spent money with is making money. Every person that you've met knows something you don't, and they're making money somehow. So start talking to people. Ask questions. Great leaders ask great questions. So if you can get to the point where you can ask precise, intentional questions and pull that information out, you'll find that the answer is just within an arm reach of you. That's what I was talking about when I was saying I was thinking too small. And Zig Ziglar was known for saying, if you just help enough people get whatever you want in life, you'll have anything you want in life. And I didn't truly understand that until I started understanding he was talking about commerce. Because money flows to people who can solve problems. And if you can just solve enough people's problems, people will start to want to pay you. And that is how you can do it. So what problems are you good at? most of you out there right now listening to this or watching this or wherever this is being distributed already do this, but you're not aware of it. Start looking at the advice that you're giving or the things that you've accomplished. There's somebody right now that would kill to be where you are right now.
That's right.
You know, I saw this comic a while back, and it was interesting, and it showed this guy that had, you know, all this money, and he didn't have any friends, and he's looking out the window, and he sees this guy that has less money, he's got all these friends, and then it goes to the guy, it shows the next frame, and this guy that's with all his friends, man, I wish I could just be alone, and he shows the guy that's just being alone, and then that guy's looking out his window saying, man, no, I'm bound to be alone. And then it shows a guy in a wheelchair saying, man, I wish I could just walk. And then it just goes down to show you, like, no matter where you're at in life, envy is the thief of joy. So just start looking at what it is that you've accomplished. Because you know what? The you 5 years ago would love to know where you're at right now and would love, and you fought for where you're at right now. So you can teach that to somebody.
That's right.
I truly believe the educational platform, especially personal development, is going to be the next revolution, and it's already starting. And there's a skill that you might have that you can help somebody else out. And how cool is that? That you can take and scale your ideas and your abilities and make an impact on the world.
And let's jump into your business. You do speed clean services.
Yep.
How did you decide to get into it, and how long you've been doing it?
For sure. So Speed Clean Services is a business that helps clean, maintain, and protect our clients' largest assets, their businesses, their homes, and their vehicles. We do that in three separate ways: flooring and furniture care. So if you walk on it or you sit on it, we can clean and protect it. If you have a traumatic event in your home, such as a water damage, fire damage, mold, or biohazards such as trauma or unfortunate, like a suicide or something along those lines, we're there to help and clean that up. And then also we have a vehicle reconditioning division that can cater from anything from your vehicle, your watercraft, RV, all the way up to your private jet. We got you. So that's what we do at Speed Clean. I got involved in this because it's a family-owned and operated business. My mom and dad started it in 1980. It started off as a janitorial company, and I grew up in it. The funny story is I actually came home in a carpet cleaning truck from the hospital. You can't really do that much these days, but that's true. So I literally rode home in that, and I grew up in the business. And I started learning the importance of customer service. And my dad taught me, you know, you got to do what it takes. You got to be hungry and, you know, get out there and please your clients and make sure that everything's good. And you can do so ethically and morally. You know, you don't have to be, you know, in our industry, especially in the emergency services, when there's exigent circumstances, people can have a tendency to take advantage of those situations. So we pride ourselves on being here to help and being transparent. And we want to make sure that whoever interacts with us can trust us, because people want to do business with people that they can trust. So that's how I got into it. And, you know, early on when I was younger, I was actually kind of ashamed of the industry. I'll be honest. I was like, I mean, I'm a cleaner, I'm a janitor. And I grew up scrubbing toilets and urinals and pulling trash and doing all that stuff. And you know, my friends in school and stuff like that were making fun of me because I was, you know, a janitor and doing all that stuff. I've missed many sports as I was growing up. I remember being on the wrestling team and I had to miss tournaments because I had to work. There was always, you know, there was always that thing. And I literally got to see the business go from, you know, working out of the house, growing up into a multi-million dollar business and everything in between. And we're right now in the generational transition, and it's a really exciting time here.
I love it, DJ. You have shared a wealth of knowledge there. And for the person who is looking to get in business, you've definitely shared the importance of the personal development. And like I say, you were blessed enough, like me, we both come from the same situation. Actually, I was born into a accounting business. So I definitely understand. And of course, I took it over in 2020. And so I definitely feel you, man. And I was the kid where we used to go to people's houses to do the income taxes. So I was the one to carry in the folders and the calculator into the people's houses. And I would set it up for my mom, get it plugged in, and pull out her file. Because back then, they weren't being done on the computer. So they were done, if you remember carbon paper?
Yeah.
They used to take the carbon and take the copies and put that together, and she'd get a calculator, she'd start doing it. I'd be sitting right next to her, and as she get a sheet finished, she'd pass it to me, and I'm copying everything, so that way she has a copy, the customer has a copy, and the customer has a copy to mail off. And so I'm starting to do this at 6-7 years old, because I was able to write numbers, and she wanted me to write numbers a certain way, and I made sure I wrote numbers a certain way, so everything can fit in. But now I don't have to write numbers, now against, you know, typing computer. Awesome. And so when it came to understanding people, and I want to get, I think that's the important part I want to kind of bring home, is the important aspect of people.
Yeah, people are, without people, you have no business, whether it's customers or your team. So one of the things that I've learned to do is align my people's personal, professional, and financial goals with the business's goals and objectives. And so every 2 weeks, we sit down and have a meeting with each person one-on-one in the organization and figure out ways that they can win with their personal, professional, and financial goals while simultaneously hitting metrics within the organization. That's huge. I learned how to do this through a book called Teamwork by Natalie Dawson. It's an amazing book. If you want to get some resources on that as well, and the forums that I use to do that, you can go to thenataliedawson.com/bonuses. And that will give you everything that you need there. And if any of you are interested in continuing your personal development and learning, like maybe you want to learn marketing techniques or sales techniques, or just get around an amazing community of people that are engaged and enthusiastic, like Michael here, that, you know, just want to see you succeed, you can do so by going to this link. It's a bit.ly link. So bit.ly/GC4ME, all capitalized. So bit.ly/GC4ME. All caps. And if you go there, there's a sale going on right now on a lot of personal development stuff. Some of it's 50% off. You can check that type of stuff out. These are classes that I'm currently going through and I'm enjoying it so much, I just figured I'd share it with you guys.
Well, DJ, I love what you're doing, man. What you have definitely brought some inspiration. And definitely resources, because like I said, the two most important things, number one is people, and two, being connected in that environment and that community of people that's doing the same thing. And so do you have any closing thoughts you want to share?
You know, the biggest thing that I'm learning is don't overcomplicate your learning. Don't overcomplicate the actions that you're trying to do. Keep it simple. That I know it's said the KISS method, keep it simple, silly, or stupid, or whatever you want to say. Let me leave it to you with this. I recently, at one of my networking events, I had an opportunity to sit down with a gentleman who, ended up being worth more than I could even fathom. My understanding is he's $900 million a year revenue. After I found out who he was and looked him up. But this was the advice he gave to me. He says, at the end of the day, when it comes to business, you have to ask quality questions to find out what people need and what they want. So once you find out what they want and what they need, which are two separate things, by the way, then go ahead and deliver on it. But not necessarily you deliver on it. Find someone that can deliver on it. And then Repeat that process over and over and over again. And that is how you create wealth. So the fun thing he told me is when somebody asks you, hey, what do you do for a living? Respond, what do you need? And connect from there, because people really don't care what it is that you do. That's small talk, unless it is of a genuine interest to what they're doing. So gauge that. And if you can tell that there's a disconnect there, just find out what they need. So if you ask me, what do I do? Sure, what do you need? And then open that up. And then it usually catches them off guard. And then you can find out an interest. Maybe somebody in your network, you can bring value to them by connecting people. Or you can bring value. Maybe you find out what they need is what you provide. Then by all means, get into that. Once you establish the relationship, only then should you relinquish what it is that you do. Because otherwise, people really don't care. And it's your responsibility to grab attention, make eye contact, smile, and engage and build those relationships. And if you can just do that and keep it simple in that, you're going to meet all kinds of people. I'm doing it and I love it every day.
I love it, DJ. I love it. You have shared a mouthful. And how can they reach out to you again?
You can reach out to Speed Clean Services at 586-791-1500. If you are in the Metro Detroit area and you have any type of cleaning and restoration needs, we're here for you. Otherwise, you can connect with me on this link that's over here, and I'd be more than happy to help you. We also have all kinds of resources that we can help you with if need be as well. I want to see people succeed. That's my goal.
I love it, DJ. I love it. And you definitely have given us a breadth of great knowledge, information, and resources. And I'm definitely looking to have you on again, because this is the building blocks. Like you said, it took you being in that conversation with the gentleman who made $900 million a year. Not mm-hmm. for his, not like I say, not for his lifetime, but for the year.
Yeah. And you know, I'll tell you this, it was interesting because we struck up the conversation. It was an awesome conversation. We still keep in touch to this day. And he ended up getting up and walking away for a second. The bartender leans in and says, how did you even get him to talk to you? He don't talk to nobody. And I just smiled and had a conversation. And it went from there. Just be genuine. Because this is the thing, whether you make $900 million a year or you're making 10 grand a year, your people connect as people, be genuine, and don't kid yourself. Even if you think you're on the hardest of times right now, there's going to be something that you can bring of value. I don't make $900 million a year, but obviously I brought something of value to that conversation to allow us to exchange contact information and lift each other up. So if you think you can, you can. That's the bottom line.
That's it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And I definitely want to thank you so much for coming on, man, because it's people like you. When people hear your experiences and hear how you're growing and hear how you are applying what you are learning personally and into the business world, that's what gives hope to people. Know, you know what? I can get out here and do that thing because now I've connected with these resources. I've connected with the Grant Cardones and the Natalie's and the other people who have resources that I can grow from. So, man, I appreciate you, man. You have been it's been great to have you on, man. Definitely look forward to having you on again.
I look forward to it. I'd love to be on again. And I love what you're doing here. Anytime you can lift people up and share success, I think that's just putting good vibes and positive energy in the world. So keep it up with that great smile you got, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, definitely, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know this is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. You already know we all about being in the right environment, meeting the right people, and making the right power moves. And as you can see, DJ has done them all. And so follow his example, follow his lead. And ladies and gentlemen, as you already know, I love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you next time.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.